you to check in with how you're resting right now, the position that you're in. And is there any part of your body that you could make just a little bit more comfortable? A wayward elbow, a neck support, just anything. And I want you to consider the way that you prepare yourself for this practice to be a sacred act. I like to reframe self-care as self-worship. You're honoring yourself right now. You're worshiping yourself. What's that like? You are so special. You are so divine that you are worthy of worship. So, is the back supported under the knees? Is the something under the knees? Is the head supported? Are you going to be warm? Even if you're in a warm place, the body temperature can drop even during a short little meditation. It's meditation in honor of locating ourselves, in honor of it is medicine, is the antidote to an ailment that we all have in this moment. It is the ailment of separatedness. The idea that we are separate from nature. It is not true. And in these acts of meditation and healing, we reconnect, we remember that we are part of this earth. We are, in fact, part and parcel of this earth. So I want you to just find your breath. Finding the breath and the flow of the inhale and the flow of the exhale. Flow of the breath from the outer environment inside the body. And the flow of the breath leaving the body back to the outer sphere. This exchange with the environment on the in. And even with each exhale, we exchange with our environment vital carbon dioxide for the plant, brethren and sistren. Breathing in. And breathing out. It's like this body is being breathed into being. We exist because we breathe, this exchange with our environment. What would it be to breathe different parts of the body into being all around? Like, what if you breathed your right shoulder into being? Or the left shoulder? The heart center itself. Breathing into being, maybe down the right arm, upper elbow, the lower arm, the wrist, the palm of the hands, and breathing every little tip of the right thumb, index, middle ring and pinky finger. We could breathe ourselves into being down the left arm, shoulder, upper arm, elbow, wrist, fingers, tips of fingers, tippy tips of thumb and index on the left, middle ring, littlest finger. Breathing ourselves into being in the heart center. What about the navel center? Navel center to the right and left sides, to the front and back. Breathing into being, the ribs on the right side. The ribs on the left side, the spaces in between. The ribs wrap around the back part of the body behind the heart center. And the spaces in between. Could play at the neck. beautiful center of the neck to the right and left, front and back, spaces of the vertebras in between and into the head. Breathing the lips upper and lower, the cheeks right and left, the ears left and right, the head. Sides of the head, right and left, temples, left and right, eyebrows right and left, the space between the eyebrows. Eyes right and left, nostrils left and right, crown of the head, back of the head, cascading down, breathing the spine into being. Breathing each vertebra into presence as we go from the top of the head all the way to the tailbone. Breathing every vertebra, breathing each space between each vertebra. Base of the pelvic bowl and all its contents, right and left. Front and back, all the way to the top of the pelvic bowl, spiraling upwards through the reproductive organs themselves and all the way to the domain of the navel. What would it be to breathe that right leg into being at the right hip and thigh, knee, calf, ankles, top and bottom, tips of toes on the right, big toe. Second, third, fourth, and littlest toes. Breathing the left leg into being, left hip and thigh, knee and calf, ankle, all the way to top and bottom of foot and tips of toes on the left, big toe. Second, third, fourth, fifth toes. We can feel the whole right side of the body breathed into being. The whole right side. What about the whole left side? Breathed into being, the whole left side. How about the left and right sides at the same time? The same time, this whole body, your whole body. You're so welcome to adjust this body anytime it calls for adjustment. It's not easy to take rest. It takes time, something we have to relearn, in fact. What is it to be in just a state of being both relaxed, like we can feel. There's places in the body right now that feel relaxed. Look for those places. What are some of those places that are relaxed right now? And what are some of the places that are still yet not relaxed? Those places are welcome just as much as the places that are relaxed. It's so human of us to experience both relaxation and not relaxation at the same time. Perhaps we could call that relaxation and tension. Maybe we could also think of it as holding, places that are holding. Maybe they're even holding in time. And places that are letting go. What is that? What is that? Places that are holding and places that are letting go. At the same time, where does that take you to hold the two experiences at the same time? What does that feel like? Where do you go? Is there perhaps a third space we enter? Something beyond being asleep and awake at the same time? Just for a moment, as we connect to breath, what could it be to turn around and simply see ourselves resting? You have that capability right now if you wanted to just sort of pop out of the body with your consciousness and turn around and look at yourself. Look at you. The most beautiful form of you in your resting state. Sacred form, earthen landscape, at rest. Maybe there's a little feeling that arises. There could be lots of feelings. You could feel delight, you could feel guilt. You could feel shame, you could feel curiosity, but just enjoying this moment of seeing yourself at rest. You're so beauteous in this moment. You're deserving of this moment. Maybe just leaving off that little game. Arrive back to your breath. Feel the flow, the exchange with the environment, your body, points of contact on the floor, the side, the belly, wherever you are connected. I want to bring a little reflection in as we start to bring this restful experience to a close. Some very wise words from author Octavia Rahim. This is a reflection. Rest is as necessary as breath. Do you ever feel guilty when you rest, when you pause, when you don't answer the call, when you say no, when you slow down? Where does that guilt come from? For me, the guilt is textured, layered, and sometimes chain-like. It's from deep conditioning at an honest ancestral level. How much can you take? How fast? And with how little sustenance can you work? My ancestors lived inside the systemic shackles of these questions and often died under their oppressive weight. Add to that, they lived the experience of working and doing, showing and proving triple times more than others for half a shot. You have the perfect conditioning to over-identify with work and assign your greatest personal value to that work. It's challenging even to trust rest when you've worn weary for so long. The heaviness of it has soaked through to your blood. Resting is a practice of freedom for me, and as necessary as breath. Rest allows my heart to remember a slower rhythm. It retrains my cells, blood, soul to trust that there can be rest for the weary. I rest for all the women within me who never could. I invite you to come a little bit more towards the surface as we bring this meditation to a close. And I'd like to invite you into a liminal space, an in-between space. And in that in-between space, should it delight you, I'd like to offer you a little writing prompt. Well, it's actually Octavia Rahim that's offering you the writing prompt. I'm just sharing it through her amazing book, Gather. So you may start bringing yourself out of this meditation, wiggling the fingers, wiggling the toes, stretching in a way that feels good. I will also offer you the option to stay exactly where you are. There are no have-tos in this very moment. But if you have a little ear to listen, I'd like to share this reflection with you. And if it should delight you to perhaps roll to a side, grab your journal, your sketchbook, your beadwork or knitting, and just have a moment to ponder the following reflection. Who taught you about rest as a form of self-care? What did they teach you? If you don't have an answer, write about how you plan to transform that legacy of not resting. This meditation is officially complete.